Hey fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher, co-hosts of Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast.
And you're about to hear an excerpt of a bonus episode we did where we talk about, chicks having three ways with twin brothers, roommates, girlfriends acting like your mom, and more. Oh, and your boyfriend wants to do a porn in a warehouse because it's COVID? We'll see about that one.
You know, logic. Anyway, enjoy the episode. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription that will give you access to Guys We Fucked and all other amazing content by Russell Brand, Roxanne Gay, you know. The party's all there for as little as $2.99 a month. Enjoy.
Help, my roommate's girlfriend thinks she's my mom. Oof. Hi, Corinne and Christina. I'm a longtime listener and have finally had it with this bullshit and need some encouragement or useful tips in dealing with this situation. Here's a little context to the story. I am a 26-year-old woman with a part-time job and am on my way to getting my master's degree. Congrats. My husband and I are currently living with one of his friends while we await our move to Washington State. We were expecting to leave sooner and had moved into a hotel after our lease was up at our old apartment, then found out that everything was being pushed back due to COVID and need a place to stay for 3 months. Oh, man. This guy, we'll call him Don, is by far the best roommate I have ever had because he is easy to talk to, helpful, respectful, clean, and does his part. Mm. Ooh, I love that. He has a new girlfriend. We'll call her Jamie. She's 37. He's 25.
Oof.
Okay.
Oof.
And they have been seeing each other for about 2 months now. And at first, she seemed very nice. But that might be because I was highly intoxicated at the time. Mm. However, as she started coming over to hang out with him at the house, she would make nippy comments about things that I was doing wrong when I was cooking or ask why we didn't have certain things around the house.
Oh,
she is also a, quote, upper, one-upper, as I like to call it. Oh, my gosh, that Kristen Wiig character.
I was just thinking of that.
You know,
oh, my
Muppets.
God.
I like living the Muppets. I live more, so it's better than you. So,
oh, my
as
God,
I like
a
to call it. Oh, as someone who always has to have a story or something better than you. Here is an example of what she has said to me in the past. Keep in mind, most of our things have already been shipped off to a different state. Number one, Jamie, what are you making for dinner? Just leftovers from last night. Ew, I never eat leftovers because I can afford to just buy food whenever I want. I make a lot of money, you know, and a good wife never feeds leftovers to her husband.
That's quite a sentence.
She's not married, obviously.
That's quite a sentence.
And then she says, my husband retorts, I like leftovers. It's fine by me. Thanks, Hubs. Number two example, Jamie, what kind of cooler is that? It's a 90s igloo. Did you know I actually have one of those big Yeti coolers that I spent over $700? She is Kristen Wiig. On, I know you guys can't spend that much money, but it works better and isn't dinky like that one. She purses her lips and taps the tip of her nails in my direction. I shrug it off and tell her that my Trulies are still cold, so the job was still done. Example number three.
Who spent $700 on a cooler?
Yeah. Ugh. Great point.
That's crazy.
Sample number three, me mixing pizza dough with my hands. Jamie, why don't you have a KitchenAid stand mixer? Do you need me to buy you guys one? You guys don't even have nice utensils. All hope is lost. She uses a condescending tone and gives me the one eyebrow up, one down with a smirk.
Jamie, girl, you're dating a 25-year-old man. Boy.
Yeah, she wants
things are not going well for you.
No, she wants to date somebody who could be her son.
Yeah, that's things exactly are not going well for you.
And then the fourth example. It's my birthday. Instead of the plain old happy birthday, Jamie really doesn't have a home. Jamie says, what are you, like 18 now? Are you going to get a job yet or what? And rolls her eyes. Did you guys even do anything to celebrate? And did he, my husband, get you a big gift? I say, no, because all I wanted this year was to save money for new home furnishings and to make a nice home-cooked meal. Jamie says, that's lame. I make sure my friends throw me a huge party and I always get gifts that are worth a lot.
Who has to tell their friends to throw them a party?
Jamie, why is... your roommate, who seems like a lovely young man, is dating an asshole.
He's getting walked all
over. Yeah. This set me over the edge because, one, it's my birthday. Two, I'd always laughed it off or ignored it and tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. I just don't know what to say anymore, and I hate her presence. My husband and I are always in literal shock, and he tries his best to keep calm because we love our roommate and don't want trouble with him. We just want her gone. LMAO. This is going to sound mean, but she's literally 37 years old and wants one of those relationship bracelets that both partners wear that vibrate on their wrists when one of them taps it. Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah, I've seen the commercials.
Of course that crazy lady wants that. I'm using the word crazy very haphazardly. However, she got some cuckoo in her Cocoa Puffs. I love my husband, but even I would never in a million years want to be bothered by a vibration on my wrist that tells me my significant other is thinking of me. Yeah, just fucking text each other.
What if it just never vibrated?
If anything, I would like to be reminded of how little he's thinking of me. The less the better, baby. I'm sorry, but that sounds like issues to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to her anymore, and it's just... And it's not just those examples. She always has comments about every aspect of my life, and I have just had it. I love my roommate, and hopefully he breaks up with her because he can do better than that. What makes it worse is that he asked me if she was crazy at a party.
And again,
I was pretty drunk. She's probably good at fucking. I am a nice and sweet drunk, and said no, and that she was right for him. Oh, fuck. What a big fucking mistake.
Yeah, you gotta go girl. Back and yeah, you gotta those say, comments.
No, I said retract. That. Never mind. Any tips would be helpful on how to stand up to this woman. Thank you, guys. A fucker that is achieving life goals without a Yeti. P.S. I told her about the podcast, and she said that it sounds dumb and whorish, and that she preferred another podcast over yours. Well, hey, there's plenty out there for her. That's so fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Honestly, I would have been insulted if this woman, Jamie, in quotes, liked guys we fucked. Yeah. I would be so upset. Oh, you take this one away because my temper, as we were previously discussing, is not fit for this situation.
I mean, listen, you said you only need to have the living situation be for 3 months.
It might be more than
that. If it's still 3 months, it's already less than 3 months by this point. So like 3 months is not that long of a time. I've lived for a year with someone who wore a cape unironically, and I did make it through. Okay.
Yeah, you had a big place. You had a beautiful apartment. I hope this apartment is beautiful and big because that you get some space.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's very similar to the ex who was living in the same complex. Like, you're letting her have control over you by just swallowing these comments, and I think she's the type of person that everyone just always kind of swallows these comments from her.
Yeah, people have been enabling her whole life, it sounds.
So you just have to be direct with her. You'd be like, next time she says, you'd be like, hey, Jamie, listen, you make a lot of comments that kind of undercut the way I live my life in my own house, and I don't appreciate them, and you don't have to like the way I live, but you certainly have no right to comment on it anymore. Yeah. Just something really, and again, I know that's a ballsy move, but at this point, like, that will leave her speechless. She won't be expecting it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like, I don't know where her boyfriend / your roommate is while all this is happening, because like, maybe he's, you know, seeing her with rose-colored glasses still.
Yeah,
but
he
like,
must be. He seems like a sweet person by how you've described him. And it seems like I'm sure they have a good sex life, because that usually always happens.
Right.
From my experience, when a sweet dude is dating in quotes, crazy chick.
Right.
It's usually the sex is really good. And there's this like manipulation thing where it's like he's fulfilling it and she's conducting it. And it's like this creepy little like match that you don't even know you're doing. And I've seen it happen, and I understand those dynamics. I also think too, because what this woman says is so like, wait, what?
Yeah.
No one calls her out on it because they're just the shock of what she's saying, and that someone would say that.
Right.
I don't even know if I would say something right away, because it would take me a second to process.
Sure.
That someone, a grown-ass woman, would say that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, or you know, if you want to be a little more passive-aggressive, every time she comes over, just like lock yourself in your room.
Yeah, that
I don't know if they'll catch on, or if they could honestly just like enjoy that though. So you gotta be careful with that one.
True.
Or
Jamie seems very harmless, but man, she's a cunt.
Or you could just be really fucking annoying. Every time she comes over, you could be like listening to our podcast. podcast really loudly.
Oh my God. Yeah. If she thinks we're whores. Oh my God. That's such a good idea.
Maybe play a good one. Maybe play her this exact part of the episode. What, I think next you should. Time she comes over. I mean, that would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I will purchase Sonos speaker system for you and ship it to your house if you want. And you can blast it on that baby.
Yeah. She'll probably be like, I have better speakers.
Oh. my speakers, I'm actually like at a rock concert right now, so I work at Live Nation, so
I actually just usually like just invite the co-host of my favorite podcast over, and
they
just
do it
like,
in my living room.
Yeah, they just like do it here.
They don't ever record it, they just do it for me.
They live cast.
Chad, don't tell us to take that part down. I like that
oh
part.
Boy.
Yeah this one's cuckoo bananas, but in a at least she doesn't hold a knife to you.
Yeah. I don't even know that she's crazy. I think she's just like she's a deeply insecure person. Yeah. Who is like
really lets it show.
When someone is looking to feel like satisfied and meaningful like in their life by way of like things that they own.
Yeah. First of all, paying $700 for a cooler, I would never do that. If I was a billionaire, I wouldn't do that.
If I was a billionaire, I would, because the Yeti mug does work fucking fantastic.
But like, how great is this cooler that it's, because I love me a igloo, mini igloo. It reminds me of the 90s.
Me too. And I have one in my backyard, but like, the Yeti, I mean, I've left like ice in a Yeti and like ice for the week.
Yeah,
you're right. This is kind of amazing. So
yeah. Okay. But anyway.
But $700. Like I paid like $29.99 for my huge cooler.
Oh.
No, for the, yeah, for my non, for like just like the igloo cooler at fucking like Kmart.
Yeah.
And it works pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say this woman has gotten away with it her whole life because people are like, wait, she didn't just say that. It reminds me of Dan Soder has a bit on one of his specials where he was like, I was dating this girl and the whole time I thought she was sarcastic, but then I realized she's just fucking mean.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that is so fun. Like, that's happened to me with people, with friends mostly. But yeah.
Oh, God.
So maybe your roommate probably thinks it's cute and quirky now, but don't worry. He won't later.
Yeah. He'll find out that she sucks.
Yeah. Blast our podcast. Thanks for listening to that excerpt of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast bonus episode. If you want to hear more, head on over to hearilluminarypodcast.com where you can subscribe for as little as $2.99 a month.
Fuck yeah.
Wear a mask.